This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of February 11th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host, in studio via the phone. Again, I don't know if I pinch myself, sit on my hands, but I'm going to say thank you, Lord, again for just allowing this to happen. Mr. David Crowder on the phone.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you for having me. You're making me feel really nice. I feel great inside. I appreciate it.
Well, brother, I've listened to your music for years, and you're highly blessed. You're highly anointed. You have, you're just a warrior for the Lord, and you just keeping on. And now you're on the Winter Jam Tour, which is a jam-packed 3 months of getting to be in front of some of the largest Christian crowds you can ask for.
And it has been, we're about 4 weekends in now, and I've done this a number of times, and this by far has been my favorite that I've been a part of. I don't know what's going on, but it's not just, you know, on the stage, but behind the scenes. It's just we're having the best time ever together out here, and already, you know, 4 weekends in, we've seen over 6,000 people text in that they're starting their journey with Jesus. That'll fire you up right there. That's worth getting out on the road and working hard for a few months. That's what it's about right there.
It is, absolutely. And I was, you know, I've been able to watch you on stage at Winter Jam this year. Hopefully, yeah. I have a different view of you this year. I will be backstage, and I would love to meet you, to shake your hand, pray with you. I'm really excited about that. February 17th.
I love
17th.
That fires me up too.
Yes, sir. That'll be February 17th in Birmingham.
All right. Get Alabama, on. Here we come.
Yes, sir. Get on back to Alabama with my Bama boy, Logan Kane. I'm telling you.
Man, they're a treat. We've gotten to be out with them for the last 2 years as well. We spent our winners with them out there on that Toby Mac Hits Deep, and they're just a treat as a group of people. We really enjoy getting to know the Kane folks.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, we'll be right back with Mr. David Crowder right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for listening over the airways of Alabama's best mix, Mix 106.5. And if you're on the podcast, sit back and enjoy this treat. Mr. David Crowder on the phone with us.
Well, David, happy to be here and glad to be included, man.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling in to the show. This has been nothing. This show is nothing but a blessing. And as I say it every week, I'm the dirty dish towel that gets to sit in the seat and watch what God is doing. It's been amazing, amazing journey.
Well said.
And talking about journeys, when did you know that you were going to stand up in front of people and sing for the Lord?
Man, I kind of fell into this thing backwards. All I was trying to do was help out with a church start. I went to school at Baylor University, and this guy started a church really geared at college students, the collegiate age, and there on the campus of Baylor. And he knew I was somewhat musically inclined and was like, hey, man, can you help me out with the music on Sunday mornings? He wasn't going to ask me to bring casseroles on Wednesday. He knew better than that. So he asked me to help with the music on Sunday mornings, and I was really just like what they call the music director, which meant just finding players and finding the material, rehearsing the players, rehearsing the material, and then showing up on Sunday morning and, you know, helping facilitate singing together. And I'll tell you what, it's tough to get college kids to show up on time and be there when you need them. And so I wound up, you know, I wasn't a singer. And so I wound up, you know, a singer wouldn't show up. And so I'd have to, you know, I'd have to be up there singing. And so I, you know, I just thought it was the worst idea ever. And this is not, you know, in anybody's favor. And then about a year in, he not only had me, you know, singing, and I'd kind of taken over the lead role there, and helping to facilitate our singing together. He then was like, "Hey man, why don't you try to write us some songs? You know, they give expressing to our organic local experience as a community of believers." And so I just gave a stab at some songwriting, and sure enough, before I knew it, these songs had leaked out because of the transient nature of the collegiate student going home on summer break or winter break, and started getting phone calls. "Hey, can you come lead our winter retreat or something?" You know, and I just started following these songs around while I was still in school there. My plan was to move back home and work for my dad. And at some point I'm telling, first of all, my college professors, I'm like, "Hey, can I miss again? You know, can I get another without you counting against me?" And I was calling dad like, "Hey man, I think it's going to be a while." And so here we are. We're still at it. I keep thinking they'll stop calling at some point, but here I am.
No, at some point.
And then my dad sold his insurance agency that he had. So that's gone. I don't have anything to fall back on. So I got to make this work. You know what I'm saying?
So it has to, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm out here still hungry.
Well, you found the fountain of youth, because I don't think you've changed. I want to know the secret, because I've gone not organic in my life, but, you know, I'm into not eating a lot of things and drinking things I used to always drink. And
yeah,
man, so you have found
that's the way to do it.
Yes,
sir. Man, I tell you what, I eat and drink like a 5-year-old. It's the worst. It's definitely not my diet that's doing this. Unless I'm just well preserved, you know, I've got all of the preservatives. I've got all of them. Yeah. But I eat like a 5-year-old. But everybody's like, "What's your favorite food?" And I'm like, "Well, my favorite food group is just khaki. It's all starches. There's not a lot of green on my plate, man. It's sad. I could do better."
The rock star life. Up all night, sleep all day.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, do you have time for one more segment?
Awesome.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back with David Crowder right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Mr. David Crowder on the phone with us, known as Crowder. It's been the David Crowder Band. It's, man, just the journey of all of this. Well, Mr. David, you've been on stage for a long time. You've been able to see a lot of people. You've been able to minister to a lot of people. Man, we live in some tough days right now. And what can you tell our listeners? You know, as they see the news, they see what's going on, what's something you can encourage them? I know what your answer is going to be, but it's just be cool to hear it from you. You know, what's the answer?
Well, I'll tell you, for me, one of the newer songs that we've been rolling out, I've got a new album coming out here soon, and first song that we rolled off, it was called Grave Robber, which is kind of, you know, it's a startling title, but the idea is all out of the story of Lazarus, which is one of my favorite stories in all of Scripture, and it's a wild story. I mean, Jesus rolls into town. And his friend, which already to say that, just imagine that, his friend Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. And first people he rolls up to is Mary and Martha. And Martha, I love it. I love Scripture so much. But Martha starts immediately. We know them from earlier in the stories. And immediately Martha starts doing Martha stuff. She's like, "Man, Jesus, if you would have just been here, this wouldn't have happened." You know, she's coming on him. And then she says something that's just astounding. She says, "But I know you can do anything." And for me, that's it right there. It doesn't matter what's in front of you. This is the guy that, you know, calls the name of his friend and he comes out of the grave. If he can rob the grave, then whatever's on your plate today, whatever's pressing and whatever weight you're feeling, he's enough and he can carry it. And that, I need a reminder of that all the time, because it looks rough out there and it feels rough. You know, we're trying to get through a day is a hard thing. And man, to know that's the team you're on, that's the guy that's got you, like I said, I can't be reminded enough that this is the guy we're following. He can do anything. You can do anything. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, he can. I thank you for saying that, because you said something powerful right there. You said he is enough, and that is so, that's so true.
That is. Well, you have to be reminded of it. That's why I love getting to do what I do. Is a lot of times it's just all it takes is just a song or just a word that, you know, sneaks up on you and it reminds you, man, that's it. He is enough. That's it.
Well, before we go, I know we have to get you back to your long string of popularity, and that's thank you.
Is that what we not call it? All right.
Not everybody can be a superstar, you know. I'm just saying. But can I say a prayer with you before we close?
Oh, I'd love that.
Close out.
I would take it. Absolutely. Amen.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord. I come to you with a brother, Lord, that I thank you for the anointing you've put on his life, Lord. Thank you for leading him, Lord, so that he can lead us and lead those that come to Winter Jam and whatever door you place him in, that he leads them to you. Lord, as he does that, Heavenly Father, I ask you to protect him, to put that hedge of protection around him, Lord, to send the angels to watch over him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And Heavenly Father, as he takes steps into tomorrow and the next day and the next week, Lord, that you will guide those steps to the door that will open when he knocks. According to your will, Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Wow. I sure do appreciate that. Thank you, Greg, man. That's awesome.
Well, thank you, brother. And I guess I will be a couple of weeks. I'll be seeing you
all right
in Birmingham.
I'll be looking for you. I love it, man. And have a great rest of the day, dude. I appreciate your time.
You too. God bless you.
All right. You too, Ben. Bye.
David Crowder on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you enjoyed the interview with David Crowder. Winter Jam is coming up February 17th. So that is next week, and I'll be backstage to meet Crowder, Kane, Katie Nicole, New Song, the whole group, and I'll be putting pictures of that, as this is going to be a blessing, and as I pray, a door to something else. Next week on the show, you will not want to miss this one. There's some friends of mine and their adoption process, Tyler and Katrina Ray, and how they went halfway across the world, thought they had adopted a child, took years for everything to happen, and they'll tell their story of a beautiful girl that they have today. Stay tuned for that and more right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
I know. 2 days in a row. What's going on? So, the other day, a friend of mine asked me how I was doing. And I said, you want me to be honest? I said, my life right now, for some reason, seems to be fragmented. What about yours? Fragmented. So he said, what do you mean? I said, well, it seems like for whatever reason, I start one thing, lay it down, and start something else. I guess I'm distracted. So I have to ask myself, and I'm going to ask you, what are the things that keep us from finishing the job? Why do we find ourselves so fragmented? Why are we so distracted? So maybe we need to, you know, kind of contemplate and ponder what really matters most. You know, Stephen Covey used to say, what matters most should never be sacrificed for what matters least. Why do we allow those little things that are trivial or meaningless to fragment our life, to distract us for what matters most? How about you? You want to join me today? Let's get on that path to finish the job, to see it through, to deny the opportunities to be distracted, to keep our focus. Let's suit up. Let's get in the game. today, like every day God gives us, is game day. So what matters most? Let's keep that at the forefront. Let's suit up.
That's Dr. Jeff Springer right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Well, as we wrap up another show, again, thank you, Dickie Wright, Silicaga Handicap, Robo Motors, for keeping this show going. Thank you to all the Winter Jam artists that called in over the past 4 weeks to give us some great interviews. I'm so blessed to have been able to have done that. The music group Kane, Logan Kane, New Song, Katie Nicole, and then this week, David Crowder. Like I said, they'll all be at Winter Jam next week, the 17th, the BJCC Legacy Arena. You will not want to miss that. $15 at the door. You can get a jam pass. I believe it's a little bit more, $30, $35, where you can just walk in and don't have to wait in line. It's worth it. You get 10 artists plus 3 pre-show artists, so 13 artists and a pastor for that price. Well, I want to share something with you this week before we close. I watched a movie last week, and it's called The Hill, and it stars Dennis Quaid, and it's a true story of baseball player Ricky Hill. It was a great movie, and I know you're saying it's sports. I don't want to watch sports, but it's a great movie because it has a lot of family in it, and the importance of family, and sometimes the dysfunction of family, has a lot of faith in it, struggled with faith in it. And then it has just an unbelievable true story of a kid with disability that was never supposed to play baseball that made it. It's a great movie. So it's on Netflix, called The Hill. You might want to check that out this week. That's a movie you can turn on and not have to worry about. My hope is you start your week, just take God with you this week. Take his son, Jesus. Just claim everything. Like Katie Nicole said, in Jesus' name. You know, as David Crowder said in the interview today, he is enough. He's enough. He can handle it. Anything in your life, he can handle. So cast your fears. Cast your anxiety. Cast your depression. Cast your chemical dependency on him, because he's enough and he can help. Thank you again for tuning in on the airways of Mix 106.5 and on the podcast. I really appreciate everybody around town who is talking about the show. And like I always said, it's not me. You know, this is the Lord's show, and he is to shine in it and not me. But I thank you for all your comments, and I pray that your businesses will be blessed. As I said, we'll be back next week if the Lord doesn't come back. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.